2018, April 29th, Cornwall to Port Jervis. It's Sunday morning, and I'm driving down Route 7, just a few feet from the Housatonic River. As promised by AAA, this is a fantastic road, windy, twisty, and nicely banked. It's paralleled by steep hills on both sides. Makes me wish I had my motorcycle again. The trees haven't leafed out yet, so the ridgeline looks like the fringe on some rolling enormous fabric. I pass a group of intrepid hikers staunchly marching uphill in the rain. I'm driving, so I find it's a very long hill, and I admire their tenacity and their spirit, but I'm glad I'm in the car. As I continue driving, I realize that it's a very, very long hill, and it's raining more heavily as I get higher up, and it makes me very, very glad that I'm in the car. I just crossed Cemetery Hill Road, the second road I've passed in my travels with that name. I suspect that every small town has a Cemetery Hill Road. I've also passed a number of roads that start with Old. Old Sharon Road, Old Cornwell Road, and it makes me think that although the road I'm on has only two lanes and it's somewhat worn, Route 4 is the new road in local history, or at least it was in the 1930s. I'm on my way to Poughkeepsie. Do you pick your feet in Poughkeepsie? That's a line from The French Connection. Gene Hackman was a narcotics cop, and he used that line as part of his interrogation technique. Do you pick your feet in Poughkeepsie? Do you? You know, subjects were confused, discombobulated, disarmed, and more likely to reveal information. I'll keep it in mind if I ever have to conduct an interrogation. Nope, changed my mind. There has been, as my GPS keeps telling me, a recalculation. It appears that I will have to pick my feet somewhere other than in Poughkeepsie. I came upon the Taconic State Parkway, which I remember from my days of living in New York as being a particularly attractive motorway, another good motorcycle route. It was constructed in the 30s to the standards of those days, which means the lanes are narrow and the curves are meant to be traversed at a slower speed than that at which traffic moves these days, but no matter. It's still a pleasant way to get from one place to another. I'm on my way to Port Jervis, New York, where friends from Staten Island now live. Bill is a retired New York City firefighter who became a lawyer. Interstate 84 is one source of business for him. It's wide and sweeps over the hills with relatively little traffic, so it tempts out-of-staters to push their speed to 80, 85 miles an hour. However, it is a locally known speed trap, and the stateies just have to hang out in their cruisers, munching donuts, and glancing at their radar guns when they hear the unmistakable whine of coinage on the hoof approaching. Bill represents the offenders in court, when they don't want to drive all the way back to defend themselves, as most don't. It's good to know these things and to attend to the speed limit.